אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ו', חלק ט' ו', ובעמוד ב' ח', אות רש מם ט'. ולפני כן נקרא קטע הכנה מתוך פרי חכם מגרות קודש. ועל כן צריכים ללמוד מלאכה זו בטרם שנכנסים להיכל המלך.
We need to understand what that this sort of the entrance in the hall of the king. Before we need to prepare ourselves before we receive full desire. To say, keep silent. We see that the Creator is silent and not responding, so we shouldn't this thought would come to your mind and also to be silent. Do not keep silent. Not that the Creator intended for by keeping silent, but to give you the power afterwards to be in the hall of the king when you have no deficiencies whatsoever. And that's why do not keep silent. And by we are in the item Resh Mem Tet on page Bet Chaf. And we'll understand that the report that were before the creation of the after the creation of the ethereal worlds of Briat Sarsiyad, and this is that the issue of the Adam Rishon, that before the creation of the world there was no correction of Atzilut. And there was no Echal of Ruchin and Echal of Yecholim. And in Zerampin there wasn't revealed Nukwa more than six lights in Zachar, more than six ends, and the seventh light was only in the Nukwa, because they are in Achor Beachor. Meaning, Rav says that Olam Atzilut Bekatnut, the way he came forth from Rosh Tishag, from its protrusion down, his Rashimu Alef Shorosh Mitzumtzam, which he ate from the Zivug de Ozusan, the Metzach of Rosh Tishag, because the Metzach it's called Bina of Keter of Rosh Tisag. There was this Zivug after creation of Olam HaNikudim, on the Rishivan Aleph Shorosh restricted, and there was this first part too, which is called the Ubar, the embryo of Atik, Ubar of Atik, and after that he grows, and through them, Arichampin is born, and Abavim and Zon. And all that from upward down, from up down, we should depict it in such a way there's infinite, the world of infinity, where this his and his name are the one, and the Kli and the light is are one, and there's nothing there. There's no deficiency. But everything is perfect from the side of the Creator. From there, we descend to the, we go on to the world Adam Kadmon, where we have the difference, Kachab Zon, relative to the Kalim, to the extent that the Kalim are arranged according to their attributes, and relative to Naren Chai, which is inside them. But Naren Chai is also, but Ak is also more like the Ensof, but there is a certain sequence, there is a certain order in them, that from up below, up down, it operates in such a way. Ak meaning the Tet Rishonot, the first nine. Adam Kadmon is not in this world that brings us the correction. No. The correction from upward downwards is just a certain attitude of Creator, of the first nine, of Binah to Malchut, that needs to come to go through corrections. It's the attitude of Binah, of the Tet Rishonot to Malchut, which are now prepared for her. Now, we have a very special correction where Malchut is united with Bina. It's not united with it truly yet, but the meaning that Malchut restricts Bina in its work inside it, meaning the Bina inserts itself inside Malchut and wants to work with Malchut, and Malchut allows it, at least in a certain small extent, to unite with it, at least up till Parsa, and not more than that, which is called Simsum Bet, the second restriction. And afterwards, Malchut, as if allows the Bina to work with it to full extent, which is called Nikudot,
Desag.
And afterwards, we have Gadlut of Allah of the world of Nikudim, which is Bina that enters Malchut and wants to work with the entire Malchut, to bring Malchut to Gadlut, to the great state. So we have a cancellation of the second restriction, Bitul of Tzimtzum Bet, and that happens in the world of Nekudim, which ends in Shvira, the breaking. And from Shvirat of Kilim, of this Kilim, we have Adam Atzilut that appears. So what was what do I have in the world of Nikudim? We have
Kilim.
We had Kilim,
Galgal
Teinaim, and Ahab. I'm not talking about of Rosh the Nikudim. We can also add it above here, Keter and Abba Vayima. It doesn't matter. Galgalta and Naim, separated by Parsa, are the Kilim in which Bina can work. With this kilim, Bina can work with this kilim in all of their states and conditions. But with a chap, are the vessels that it's impossible to work with them. So the world of Atzilut actually corrects us. The katnut of the world of Nikudim, he comes back to the same state that existed in the world of Nikudim. Meaning where Bina was able to utilize Malchut in a corrected fashion, corrected manner. And all of the broken vessels that went through the Shvira, and actually they caused the Shvira, we relate them to a state which is a problematic state. A problematic state. What do we make? What we do with Ahab? We give them a help by lowering to them the Galgal Teinaim. By intermingling between Ahab and Galgal Teinaim, split Ahab in three worlds, Briya, Yetzirah, Asiya, three true worlds. We construct within Ahab the system of Atzilut, but Ahab stays Ahab, that we cannot use it. We're forbidden to use it. But by that system of Atzilut inside Ahab, of Briya, Yetzirah, Asiya, we give to those these kilim the program, the form of the holiness of Kedusha. Although these kilim are not corrected and are inside the desire to receive, however, we make such corrections on them, which are called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, that they don't work for their own sake. And that's why it's possible to give to this vessel a certain model of Atzilut to that vessel. Although they're not Adam Atzilut, or Alam Atzilut, it's a model.
Lolishma.
But it's a model of Lolishma.
כמו איזה משחק.
As a certain game.
בקדושה.
With a holiness that exists and when inside the uncorrected vessels which agree with that, as a certain passage, a certain intermediate state, very special one. As I am told right now, we should work with the love of friends, with the union of souls, as much as you can, and then you will see how you are related to it. Are you in or not? And then you will understand how do you relate to the true things. It's an exercise. So these three worlds is the same world of Atzilut, but it sweetens itself so that the uncorrected desires will they be able to perceive it, to accept it. And to the extent there is a possibility, they are capable to attach themselves, enter the world of Atzilut. And that's in essence the corrections that we have before we have Adam Rishon, the first man. And it turns out that after all these corrections we have the world of Atzilut, the worlds of Biyah Yetzer Asiyah. As we mentioned, the worlds of Biyah, and after these three worlds, afterwards these three worlds arise up to the world of Atzilut. It is called the ascent of Biyah, the ascent to Atzilut. And what is left below is only Lamed Bet 32. Sparks, Netzutzim, which is the Levayevan. And by that, we complete all the development, all the propagation process of development from Ein Sof to that state. We have a system, how the vessels, with the lights which are inside them, set themselves in a certain order, which actually constitutes a certain game between them. There's the light of Ein Sof, and the endless Kli, the infinite Kli, and the infinite light. And how it spreads itself, propagates inside the five worlds. How can there be an order if we give the light to the vessels just like as is? How they are capable to receive. So we have a power of bestowal,
or
light, the power of reception, Kabbalah,
Kli,
and how they settle between themselves the whole relationship, this two relationship of two forces. There's a certain entry inside the system, like a push, and it begins to see, to work, somehow to say that we enter water inside this tubing and how it's settles down. That's how it's been settled right now. And after that we begin to enter inside that whole system, man. What for? Because what we did up till now is the spread by propagation from up down. We have created the ladder of degrees. How the Creator relates to the creature, how the light relates to Kli, all the various states and that this light goes through. All the states that the Kli can actually assume. So we have the system ready. There's the light, and here are all the vessels in all the types and states that they can exist in, shall assume. And right now, we can introduce the creature, because right now it has a system that can it, Jewish can it live in, make such an apply such an effort, receive certain reactions, him influences and the system and the system feed, there's a feedback from a system, so everything is organized. There's environment around that creature that needs to come, needs to go. And right now we have something that the fact that Adam Rishon appears and how he sins and what happens after his sin in Resh Mem Tet. Please read it once again. And clarify how Klipot were before the head of Adam Rishon, the sin of Adam Rishon, that the four worlds of Adatzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah of holiness, and what happened to them after with Adam Rishon after his sin. And we've studied that before the sin of Adam Rishon there was no Klipa, there was the words Ak and Abiyah which were corrected, and Levavan stayed uncorrected because it's impossible to correct it, that this Levavan can be corrected only by means by forces of Adam, because he is the creature, the certain central point created from nothing, and that point that Adam needs to make decision that he wants to be in sanctity and to attach that Levavan to Kedusha, because of through all the Avchanot, the realizations and discernments that he can see in Levavan, he works and he works on it and he sees that he cannot actually utilize that Levavan, and by that he corrects it. But also he wants to work with it, but he's incapable of.
Tarach.
So in the man has tarach or tariag, 613, and also seven commandments, precepts. We have, this is called the 613 desires, and all those 620 desires, however, so we especially differentiate, we find there 613 desires, so we separate in each desire between first nine and the Malchut, between Tet Rishonot and Lamed Bet. And it's
Malchut.
And from no absence of choice, I can only work with the first nine, and I attribute them, I attach them to sanctity. And what is left is Malchut, with which I do the Tzimtzum Aleph, because I cannot attach it. I cannot use it to reach Dvikut, union with the upper. So I correct all of the threats or not. So we have 620 Malchut, why is 32? Because it's 8 times 4. That's what actually the Gadlut show gives us. So the creature, with the Tet Rishonot, I with happiness attached it to the sanctity. I would also want to attach the Levavan too. But the separation of Levavan from all the rest of Tzvirot is actually its correction. So it turns out that all of my Tet Rishonot, I raise to holiness, to sanctity, and by that I show make 100% effort to show that I'm corrected, although I cannot in actuality do any correction of this Lamed Bet, because it's something out of nothing. It's a creature out of zero, of nothingness. And I'm incapable of using it because this Ein, this nothing, is before me, because it's my nature. I cannot do more than by correcting it in such a fashion, by separating it and not using it. And that's what the man has to accomplish. He says that again, and you'll see how were the klipot before the sin of Adam Rishon, and also the first world's absolute of holiness, sanctity, and what Adam Rishon made to them, inflicted on them after his sin. And we'll clarify that before the creation of the world, there was no correction of absolute, and only were the Tet Sfirot, the ninth Sfirot of Arichab, the Lav Linun Nereichalin, and Lav Linun Ruchin. And they stayed without Tikkun. And nothing was revealed in Zrampin and Nukin, only six Vav light of Zachar, opposite the Vav Ksavot, Vav ends, and the light, only light, one light in Nukwa, in its aspect of Achor, of Nukwa. So the entire process that we study, the process of Tikkun, it happens between Tabor and Siyum of Galgalta. That's where the Malchut exists, is situated. This is the common Malchut, and that's common Malchut, that's what we need to correct. So after that we have Nikudot Desag, and after that, the world of Nikudim Bekatnut, in Katnut, and Ulama Nikudim Begadlut, and the Shvira, the breaking, and afterwards comes the world of Atzilut, and the worlds of Biyah. And before Adam Rishon, there's nothing more. Although he says that somehow the klipot was corrected before Chet, before sin, and after Chet. There were no klipot before the sin, just Lev Even, and it's not really called klipot. Because in essence, the way that we corrected it in a salute, it's already not a klipah, by the fact that it's somehow that it's not coming, and when that confuses something or wants to do evil, it's just comes out of neutral. It's called klipah, that according to definition, that anything that we cannot correct until the end of correction, that we've corrected all of the things that relate to it, to that level, even, but not itself. We're incapable of incorrecting itself, it by itself. Everything that's not incorrect, it's called the klipa. We've clarified, we've analyzed it, we separated out, and that's it. It's the desire that it's impossible to work with it, and that's why it's called klipa. And according to that, there was really Lev Even as a klipa, but not as it is as after the sin of Adam Rishon, and there are the worlds of klipot, and they confuse the souls, and they give them the place to work, the work to work under, and all this doubts and all this darkness. Ot Resh Nun, and afterwards the Holy Absolute was corrected, and thus the Keter v'Chokhmah were corrected in Reisho v'Arichampin, in all those corrections that are v'Galgalta v'Mocha, which are the inside Keter in Chokhmah, and that's why the entire existence of v'Arichampin, in the existence of v'Arichampin, afterwards was corrected. The world was corrected in the complete correction, and afterwards, that the world of Atzilut was correction. The klipot were without tikkun. What did he say? What did the world of Atzilut do? Afterwards, the breaking of the world of Atzilut, of Nikudim, all the reshimot of Rosh Tesag, elevated, ascended, afterwards, after Zivuk Deaka, descended below Tabor where they existed before. This Rishimot descended, ready, and they spread, propagated down into Beya. And we have Atik, after Arichampin, after Pe de Atik, complete partsuf also.
Acharkach.
After peder hampin, below and down, from afar hampin and down we have abavima until the chazed hampin, and then we have zon from chazed afar hampin and downwards. These are the parts of theme. The main parts, the main correction that happens here is in the rosh of Arichampin. Atik is keter. There's no relationship between it and the world of Atzilut, as if it doesn't exist inside the world of Atzilut. But everything that exists before that state does not relate to Atzilut. Everything starts with Arichampin. Arichampin is called the first partsuf of Atzilut, the Rosh of Arichampin. Rosh of Arichampin. It is the Rosh that determines everything. There's no more that in everything that is everything below that, no thoughts or decision making. All, everything happens in the Rosh of Arichampin. All the corrections in Dikna, in Reisha, in Gni, Malchut Nignezet Beradla, all of the correction of the womb, Tselem, and the Bina that comes out of Rosh, comes back to be Chochma. All of these corrections that determined by the Rosh of Arichampin. After low, below the Rosh of Arichampin, there's nothing else that has any thought of or has the power of decision making, which is independent. That's it. All the governance, all the supervision and providence, everything that happens below, with the tachtonim, with the lower ones, is being decided in the Rosh Arichampin, and it descends down. There's no action and no change, no alterations. And thus, Rosh of Arichampin is divided, as he says here, in Galgalta and Mocha, which are Keter and Chochmah. Rosh of Arichampin, as usual, as any Rosh, has Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zerampin, and Malchut. It's called Rosh. Afterwards, we have Guf of Arichampin, again Keter and Chochmah, Binah, Zerampin, and Malchut. As usual. What else? But what corrections are going on here? He says a very, very unique one. We have Keter and Chochmah, which are concealed, stumim. Meaning that after Keter and Chochmah, there is a certain barrier, masach, that doesn't allow to any light to go down below it. Nothing. And the Rosh of Arichampin is completely concealed. That's it. There's light. Or Chochmah in its completeness. And we have Mochastima, meaning Moach, brain, mind, the Or Chochmah, or like a wisdom, which is concealed, the Gar of Chochmah. Let's say Gar of Chochmah, Gar de Chochmah, Gimel Rishonot of Chochmah. First three. So all the providence over governance over the lower ones are below the Rosh of Arichampin. So there's a general Rosh of Arichampin, and there's a Rosh of Arichampin which is concealed, which is not seen. And what is revealed as Rosh of Arichampin, the Rosh that influences, that bestows the lower ones upon the lower ones. So this is Bina Zerampin Malchut, a chap of Rosh Arichampin, or in essence, it's Bina. In essence, it's Bina influences the goof of Arihampin, because there, on that goof, we have this partsufim of Abba Vaima and Zon, which vest themselves on this on goof of Arihampin, and by that, where the Arihampin influences, bestows upon the low ones, he obligates them to work not as they want them. Everyone actually wants to work the way they want to, even the lower ones, not the lower ones. So he has Keter, Chokma, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut of the lower ones. And that lower one wants to work with a transfer out in the natural way. This is good, this is wavel, this is better, this is worse, this attracts, it pushes away according to what he has intended. But it comes providence from Arihampin and says, no, you have to kind of restrict yourself. Break yourself and work according to a way I'm showing you should work. Listen to me. Listen to this Shayosh. The way I'm telling you, that's how you have to work. And Achab, everything is set and, you know, concealed. And work according to Bina, and that determine everything, not Kilim the Kabbalah and Kilim the Ashpar. So that, and this difference between what he shows to the lower one, his governance, and his Rosh that is concealed, meaning concealed from the vessels of exception, so that from Bina and below, and Bina and above is actually provides us with all this confusion that we have about the providence of the Creator upon us. But we cannot actually compare and connect one and the other. That's the source of it, this could call confusion. And afterwards was the world of Atzilut corrected, and thus the Keter and Chokhmah were corrected in Reshit Arihampin with all those corrections that they have, which are inside Gagaltach v'Chokhmah, which are Keter and Chokhmah, and in entire existence of Arihampin. And afterwards, Atzilut was completed its correction. After it was correction, the old report stayed without any correction whatsoever.
And further, there were three walls of Bria and Asiya, constituted, and then until the old report were not corrected, they were in the place as Kedusha were before the correction. And then Zerampin and Nukva of Klipa the Tzilut, and six lights of Zachar in the sense of Vak, and the seventh light only in Nukva, such as Zerampin and Nukva in Kedusha, when they were instead of Achor Be'achor, and this is the light of Nerdekik, which was mentioned in the chapter of Yitro. Meaning that as we draw before the world of Atzilut, which comes from Tabor Til Parsa, and Atik, Arihampin,
Abba
Ve'ima,
and Zon. Kach em mesudarim.
They placed in such a order. Zon is Zerampin, which has six sferot. Nukva is Malchut.
Tiferet shelo.
And nearby Tiferet.
Chaze shelo.
Tiferet is Chazer, and below in the world of Bria.
No, shlish Tiferet zebarur.
There is a third of Tiferet, as we understand, Netzach od Yesod of Zerampin. Nukva as Keter in it. And below, Chochma Bina, Chesed, Gura, Chesed, Tiferet, Netzach od Yesod.
Malchut,
of course. Malchut of Nukva. They place in such an order, and this is a condition of the world of Atzilut.
Akavua.
Constant. Akavua. We need to come back, Rav says, above and read it twice. So, Resh Nun Aleph, the word of Ari, above. And after this, there were three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, and Serah, were placed, and all the Klipot were not corrected yet to the absolute degree. But those Klipot, till this way, when the Dusha hasn't been corrected, and Zerampin and Nukva de Klipa, in absolute, there were six lights of Zachar only. Such as Vak, and the seventh light was in Nukva, as in Zerampin in Nukva Dikdusha, and since it was Achor Beachor, this light, Nerdekik, as it pointed in the chapter Yitro. Resh Nun Aleph below. Zerampin in Nukva Dikdusha, and seven lights. And the seventh light in Nukva, meaning that before sin of Adam HaRishon, when all the worlds were in a state of Atzilut, which means that the third stage of Shabbat, of the beginning of Shabbat, in so to speak, darkness of Shabbat, when all the Bia were elevated in the world of Atzilut, till that level, they were lacking in the world of Zerampin, because Zerampin was lacking Chaya, Yechida, and it was only Neshama Dechia in it. And it was also Nukva lacking of Malchut in it. And then, it wasn't yet the time when all the Malachim were created, and they were full, when they were broken of Malachim, and those Malachim were left, which were only instead of Vak, Zachar de Klipot, and Nikuda Nukva of it. And it was defined as Achor Bechor. The Klipot, and they were concealed in the Klipot of the lower part of Radla. And because of this reason, they were not prominent, and Klipa were missing Rosh, and Nukva de Klipa was lacking all nine first Sfirot of it, and they were defined as a Klipot of the world of Atzilut, because all the worlds they were in a state of Atzilut. And you must understand what Sage is saying, that he castrated Zachar, and we don't know. At the time when the birth of worlds began, the world of Atzilut was elevated in such a way that Zohar were in the place of Abba Ve'ima. Zohar Atzilut came to the level of Abba Ve'ima, and then instead of Zohar, which constant, the world of Bria extended, and the world of Yetzirah were dressed on him till the level of Tabur, and below till the level of Tabur, maybe to the level of Chazé, I'm not really sure. And in the world of Bia, and below it was the world of Asiya, which spreads from the till the level of Chazeh, of constant level of Chazeh, and below level of Chazeh is the world Madora Klipot, the below the world of Bia. 14 Sfirot.
Okay.
And this Aces is a condition which where when the world of Bia was born, not Adam HaRishon yet. And here we reference the birth of the world of Bia. And here the world of Atzilut. And we, of course, we have the world of Atzilut, which is constant. And here we have the birth of the world of Bia. Continue. Resh Nun Bet. And since Adam HaRishon committed sin, what happened? Rav says, wait a second. What happened before he committed sin? The world of Bia were elevated also. And here we write here the elevation. Ascent of the world. In order to give birth to Bia. And here Rav writes, here is another elevation,
Adam ascent,
and the birth of Adam HaRishon.
As kol ha'olamot alu,
and then all the worlds were elevated,
Adam.
And to condition when they were ready to give birth to Adam, to excuse me,
Adam
the birth of Adam HaRishon. Rav corrects, Adam HaRishon was born from the place where all the world, all this world were placed in such
Adam
a way that his Rosh
HaRishon,
Rosh of Adam HaRishon, here writes that his Rosh were on, in the place of the world of Bia,
Garon
Bimkom
Olam HaYetzira,
in the place of the world of Yetzirah, Guf of Adam HaRishon was at the place of
Guf shelo ze.
Once again, Guf of Adam HaRishon was
uchetzi meulam haYetzirah,
was in half of the world of Yetzirah and half of the world of Asiyah, because it's, it was split by Chazeh, above Chazeh and below Chazeh, of course. Here I write Chazeh of it, and below is Raglayim of it. Adam HaRishon. And here he's in his final stages till the Madora of Klipot. And this
Rosh
is Parzuf of Adam HaRishon. This is Rosh of Garon,
Guf
and Raglaim. In essence, we can say that Guf and Raglaim, they can be depicted in a different way. Rav draws that the Guf they spread till the level of Raglaim, not in relation to the worlds, but basically by itself they extend till here, that Guf and Garon and Rosh, it's all of it is part of Adam HaRishon. Okay, now it's look a little bit more clear, but in relation to the walls, it's of course a bit obscure. And so, Adam HaRishon, this is Adam HaRishon during the time of his birth, and then the ascent of the world took place, and Adam HaRishon with all the walls, since he is placed Here, they all get elevated. From this line where they were standing of the world, Adam Rishon and walls, this line ascended till the level of Parsa, and below, of course, Amador HaKlipot stayed. And here, the empty space, and now, where all the walls of Adam Rishon, of course, this place still stay empty. And all the structure, all the construction of the world of Adam Rishon, they were ascended above Parsa. And now we talk about it, of course. And what is he telling us? Resh Nun Aleph above. Zerampin Denukva Klipa De Atzilut and below. And the seventh light of Nukva before the fall of Adam HaRishon, when all the walls were in a place of Atzilut, meaning in the third stage, in the beginning of Shabbat, in the darkness, and nevertheless, even though the Bi'ah were elevated in the world of Atzilut, they were still walled in the lack, because Zerampin didn't have Chaya and Chaya de Yechida, and only Nishama de Yechida were there. Also the Nukva were lacking from the side of Malchut, and then it wasn't clear, all the Malachim wasn't prominent after the brokerage of Malachim, and the measure of those Malachim, the remains of those Malachim which were staying back in Zachar de Klipot, and Nikuda Nukva of it, which defined as Achor Be'achor, Zon de Klipot, and this is because of the concealment of Abba Ve'ima inside, which stayed there, and the concealment of the lower hay in the Radla, and they were written off because Zerampin de Klipot also lacking Rosh, and Nukva de Klipa lacked all nine first spherot, which were defined as a Klipot de Atzilut, because all the walls were in Atzilut back then, and you must understand that, as our sages are telling us, that everything what Zachar collected. Castrated, my sound disappeared. Resh Nun Bet above. And when Adam HaRishon committed sin, the damage was made to the walls, and Gdusha, through sin of Adam HaRishon, the defect came to the world of Atzilut, and they have the Gdusha. And this darkness of Sitro and Arichampin, the Atzilut didn't enlight, didn't shy, and Abba Ve'ima were concealed, and Abba Ve'ima were shining in the world of Atzilut, and Arichampin also lights up through them, and this is the first damage. Again, when Adam HaRishon committed his sin, the world has changed, and asked because the damage was meant to the four holy worlds, and at the same time it was a correction in the four world of Klipa, and about it, through it Adam HaRishon delivered the damage till level of Arichampin de Gdusha, and the whole purpose of it was that Sitro, when Arichampin de Atzilut were shining, but he concealed in Abba Ve'ima, but Abba Ve'ima were shining in Atzilut, and Arichampin shines through them and from them, and this is the first damage. Below Resh Nun
Bet.
On the page Bet Chafbet. And the damage of the world of Atzilut till the level of Arichampin de Gdusha, Arichampin Atzilut do not shy, but concealed in Abba Ve'ima. And Abba Ve'ima shines in absolute. And before the sin of Arihantin, it was shining absolute, Mochin the Mazda, from which all the Mochin came from Tanukwa till the level of, till the stage of, until the Rampin closed Tanukwa of above ones, and the meanings of it, that the Rampin and Katnut of it, which comes out as the lower hay of Nikvayanayim, and he only have Vak because he's missing Vak the delight, and this is a constant state of Zerampin. And in order to complete an Engar, he elevates in Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima elevates above, even further above, and then till Machin descends in Absag Derak, and they descend the Lohe Nikvayanayim, the Zerampin, Rav Eds, and then Nidikilim da comes out in Zerampin. Once again, you should not think that something comes out from it, Nidikilim and Gardurot, in its place. Otherwise, in his place, they would have been under Parsa. In this place, Or Chochma, of course, spreads below Parsa, and it could not. It's not possible because it will bring the breakage of Kilim again, because the Kilim is a Kili of reception, and in Kili of reception below the Parsa we could not use them. It was breakage of Kilim already. That's why, instead of what we're talking, the Land of Apsak, brings in action the Kilim de Zerampin, he brings in action them in such a way they elevated above Parsa, and above Parsa they unite with Zerampin. So what do we call unification, connection to bringing Kilim de Gelgalta above Parsa? Being in action below Parsa, where the real true place are. So the difference is, to elevate above the Parsa, it's called, it's nullify yourself in relation to Gelgalta in Ayam. Do not use yourself as a Kili of reception. You have to include in the Kilim of bestowal, and stay in them as an addition with all the views which exist there, and this is called that Orapsak allows to do the Orapsak basically in essence can do the same action as in the world of Nikodim, because this is the light of Apsak which comes and influence from above below in accordance to the demands, because this light, when it comes to Zerampin and it comes to Rosh Darihantin, and there all the help which comes from above dresses it in the right way, of course, doesn't cause any breakage, it doesn't bring any lacks and damage, only correction, because we already damaged the low ones. Of course, the rotten low ones, we already know what it is, and now we want to be corrected. What does it mean to be corrected? It means the difference between to spoil something and to correct something, that he already understands what is creator. And now, of course, when the Orapsak comes, he goes through all the process of salute, and mainly through Rosh Darihantin, which basically dresses this light in such a way that it gives Gadlut, in such a way that the one condition here, that it will build everything here, and you would not use those Kilim incorrectly. All the system of Atzilut did in such a way that it's all corrected now, and brings correction, and as a, of course, as a result of breakage of Kilim. When he elevates and addresses Arihantin, he only completes Gar of Neshama. He could not address more than Gar of Neshama. So what's the question? What are you asking, Arav? I'm asking Zerampin, which addresses Arihantin and receives Neim the Kilim the Gar de Urot. He fulfills the lights of Gar of Neshama. He doesn't really cancel all other lights below. In Malchut, Rav, it doesn't really cancel the Tugmar Tikkun, so what's your question? He's saying that Garda Neshama, of course. He hints at that. That's what you receive in Nahabda Aliyah. A question, when he dresses the till level of Arihantin, why he doesn't call that he transformed the restrictions. Above those restrictions, there is never nothing. How can it possible? When he dresses in Rosh Nerechampin, we means that he actually takes on himself all the correction. He becomes like them. He wants them. He receives them. He gives them anything, whatever it is. He doesn't want anything. He wants just this. For him, it's just the upper walls. He wants all, give me all world full of all kind of things. Don't want to have anything instead of this. No problem, no punishment. Just give me rewards. I don't want anything. I want one thing in front of me. And this is the example of Rosh, of a buff one. I want to be like it. And Gardebina, it's a quality of faith which he acquired now. This is what is given to him by this correction. And you could not say that in this stage, in this step, he's not corrected, and it doesn't really reveal the different stages reveal to him that he's not corrected all his kelim yet. Means that Ahab, which is included in Galgaltinayim at this stage, is under the influence of Galgaltinayim. They receive through it additional reassurance. And this is cover all of them in relation to all their lackings and mistakes in relation to Garde Chachma. How does it happen? Ari Hampin did not disclose till now that he can give, if only, of course, he will be using Ahab in his place, because the correction comes only as a reason of consequential events. And when he will disclose now, reveal now that he's nullifying himself before the Ahab, he prepared to resist, and he doesn't really need anything. He himself acquired Gardebina and completeness in quality of bestowal. And now, of course, he starts to be included in with this space, with the society, and then he's included in kilim, foreign kilim, and it looks like he's start to receive from purpose of giving. So he moves forward, and this is a huge correction, and I could not even express them. If Ari Hampin do not disclose the true Hisaron, how then Zerampin makes it clear Leva Evan? How does he know against what he works? If he already a result of restriction of Ari Hampin, Rav, no. Nobody demands from lower ones to know anything. They don't demand any kind of decision from lower ones, only to speed up process of development. That's what's possible. Till it's possible, speed up the level of development, make clear all the data. He doesn't really know what he receives. Whatever he receives, he knows, of course. Of course, in Zerampin, it doesn't come from by itself. Okay, we read one more time. And the damage in the world of Atzilut, which is in Ari Hampin of Atzilut, do not shine, but concealed in Abavayima, and Abavayima do not shine in Atzilut. And since before the scene of Ari Hampin, it was lighting and shining in the world of Atzilut, from all the Mohin came to Zerampin and Nukva, till Zerampin and do not dress Ari Hampin, and Nukva then the Abavayima of above. And the meaning of it, that Zerampin in its katnut comes from the lower hay of Nikvainai, and he has only vak, and do not lack, and kilim leorot lacking there. And in order to fulfill it in Gar, he elevates in Abavayima, and Abavayima even further up, till the level they attract Mohin de Abdesagrak, which which descends in Nikva the low ones, and then Kilim and Garderot comes out of them. And the finishing that Ag Deak do not have the second Tzimtzum in it, and the light which comes from it descends and lower and back into Mente, as it was in Tzimtzum Arev, and only Atik can receive all the Mochin Apsag Deak and be in Tzimtzum Alef stage. But Partzofim, Arichampin, and Abavaima, which already have a Tzimtzum on them from Tzimtzum Bet, they can't receive besides the elevation of it into Atik. And Rav says, we're here, we'll finish our lessons and we'll continue tomorrow. We're moving to the second part of the lesson, the third part of the lesson.